From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Chris Faulkner, reading Into the Fire by Mary Pat Kennally. Now, let's begin with Into the Fire. Prologue. It was quite possibly the most wonderful thing that had ever happened to her, yet was without a doubt the worst thing that could happen now. With shaky fingers, Catherine Reichardt fumbled back through the pages of the calendar, counting the days for the third time, knowing as she did that the number would still be 79. She was more than late. She was pregnant. A solitary tear fell with a muted splash on the empty squares of March, dissipating into the paper's fiber, leaving a pale stain. Catherine placed a trembling hand on her belly, wishing the tiny life away. Her fingers curled against the gray silk of her skirt, and she closed her eyes, unable to stifle the sob that rose in her throat. She had wanted a baby so desperately, a child of her own to love and to be loved by, for so long. But this was Eric's child, and she knew he'd never let her raise it. Once he had his heir, she would become dispensable. "Oh, my sweet, innocent baby," she sighed. By law, a child belonged to its father. It would be Eric's right to treat both her and his child as he saw fit, and she had no doubt that he would not hesitate to use that power to punish her. To punish her for her failures and inadequacies. To drive her mad. Blinking rapidly, she fought to hold back the burning tears that threatened to fall again. Heaven knew she had tried to be what her husband wanted, but it was never enough. He hated her for her noble birth, her guaranteed entry into polite society, even though those were the very reasons he'd married her. And now, with the doors opened everywhere to him, it still was not enough. Catherine traced the pale silvery scar on her wrist. She'd been a fool to think she could ever escape him. And now the only good thing to possibly come from this marriage, he would destroy. Eric would be home soon, and he hated it when she cried. He would call her pathetic. Glancing in the dresser mirror, she contemplated her red, swollen eyes and the dark, bruise-like half-moons that underlined them. She was pathetic. Maybe Eric was right. What kind of wife was she? Sickly, weak, worthless? She turned away from her reflection. To think this way would make her crazy, and Eric would be right. I can't let him do this. I won't let him do this to me any longer. He had taken her name, her freedom, and her body, but she would not let him take this child, her child. She would run. She would escape. Rising to her feet, Catherine let the calendar slide to the floor. She would just disappear. Her mother was dead. There was nothing holding her here. And now she had a purpose, a new life to protect. Moving to the window, she brushed back the heavy gold drapes and gazed out at the busy street, watching the carriages and pedestrians pass by. How easily she could be swallowed up in the streets of the city and disappear. Her heart thudded loudly, excitedly against her ribs. But then what? Where would she go? Who would help her? She could feel her determination slipping. She had no one to turn to. Society believed a wife's place was at her husband's side, no matter if he mistreated her. It was a wife's responsibility to learn how to handle her husband, either with tears or, if that did not work, to simply find solace in God. Pressing her forehead against the cool glass, she squeezed her eyes shut. My baby. Once again, her hand sought the non-existent swell of her belly. Please, someone, help us. But there was no one. She was alone. Pulling back from the support of the window, she wrapped her arms around her waist and hugged herself tightly. It was up to her. If she stayed here, she would die or go insane. No, she had no other choice. She and her baby must leave. Reaching out, she touched the window pane and then the imported silk curtain. It would be her gilded cage no longer. A strange new calmness spread over her, and she smiled. Things were finally going to change. She would make them change for the baby's sake. For a moment longer, she watched the melee below. Everyone seemed in a hurry to go somewhere, had an agenda, a destination. Her finger...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?